It is the Bill Handel Show on KFI AM 640. And I know what you're saying to yourself. Gee, I would really like to hear from Bill Handel right about now. It's Kennedy filling in for Bill. And Bill, he is here. He is with us. Bill Handel, are you okay?
Yeah, hey, Kennedy. Yeah, I'm pretty good. I'm sitting in a hospital bed right now. And I'm going to be taken down to another hospital where they do the surgeries and the angiogram. I'm going to have an angiogram this morning. And you know what those are. They take a scope through the groin and move it up through the femoral artery and look at the arteries in the heart. And so I'm waiting right now for the nurse to come back and shave my groin. And I said, you know, that's a little embarrassing. And she said, oh, no, don't be embarrassed. You know, I mean, we do this all the time. I go, no, you don't understand. What I'm embarrassed about is you're going to look down and say, that's not very impressive. That's the problem. And so
I thought you were saying it's like the 70s down there.
Oh, that's very funny. That's very funny. Well, you know what? No, I'm not going to do an Instagram photo. I'm really not. So what I wanted to do is tell everybody what's going on, because I know there people are wondering what's happened, and it has been. I have to tell you, 2021 for me is going to make the year of COVID look like one of my better years. And it's what ended up happening is I had back problems, and then they got significantly worse. And we tried to deal with the pain on and off and medication, et cetera. And then finally, I had to have the laminectomy, which is the fusion of the lower vertebrae, L4, L5. And so I had that a few weeks ago. And then because my balance is off, I took a couple of spills, and that put me right back into the hospital. And during the hospital stay, they discovered I had an infection in the aortic valve that was replaced 10 years ago. And so I'm sitting on an IV drip of penicillin 24/7. And the reason I'm going down is to have them do, it's the last test to check out. I've done everything else. And it's really weird with infections of valves, which is not uncommon, by the way, because that's where, and it could have been anything. It could have been a dental appointment. It could have been a little scratch where the bacteria came in. But if you've had an aortic valve, in my case, it was a pig valve put in, infections could lodge in the valve, and those are almost impossible to treat. So I was due for a replacement in the next year or so anyway, but it's just going to be faster. And it's wild what they call the infection. The infection lodges right there in the valve, and it looks like little bumps, and they call that vegetation. I mean, how weird can you get? So I'll know more by tomorrow, and what I'll do is I'm going to call in tomorrow. And Kennedy, are you filling in tomorrow?
I will not be here tomorrow. You are going to hear the dulcet tones of some other person who is not Bill Handel.
Okay. All right. Hey, I thought you lived in New York.
Baby, I'm all over the place. I am bi-coastal. I'm tri-coastal. I'm wherever you need me to be, Bill.
Yeah, that's true. Are you still running, you know, triathlons and marathons, et cetera?
Yes. So I'm right now training for a half Ironman in September, and I'm training like crazy. And I got a new swim coach. I have to break down my swim stroke and try and be a more efficient swimmer. And it is a constant battle. But you know, I'm sitting here listening to you, and I'm wondering, like, if you're getting a new valve, how do they keep that one from getting infected? Is there new material? Is this a synthetic valve?
No, that's you see, that's the problem. Is it's so weird that it's almost a flip of a coin. They don't want to go in while the infection is still there, because the infection may move to the other, may move to the new valve. So that's one situation. But the infection, they're worried that that may break apart and cause all kinds of problems in your body. So they don't know which way to go. So what I have, I'm going to meet with a doctor after the angiogram who did my surgery. Was it 10 years ago, 10 and a half years ago, Dr. Yun, who is phenomenal.
So no longer going with Conrad Murray.
No. Conrad Murray is out. And I was talking to the cardiologist here. And I said, and Dr. Yun is Chinese, by the way. He's phenomenal. And I said, this time around, I'm not going to make Chinese food jokes. And he said, that's a very good idea, you know, especially before a surgery. Okay. But I'm in great hands, and I feel pretty comfortable. And if it does happen, by the way, I'm going to be out a few more weeks. And that's I'm devastated by that because I look at TV. I've got CNN going all day. I watch Fox, you, whenever you're on. And I want to scream and yell, and I want to get on the air and do all – and I'm missing out on all that. Instead, I'm getting my groin shaved by a nurse who's probably going to laugh at me.
Bill, enough about your fetishes. We just want you to heal, get better, go through whatever you have to go through so you can be back in the saddle and back in action. Because, you know, as you said, 2020 was crazy. For you, 2021 has been even crazier. The news cycle isn't slowing down. It rests for no man.
Yeah, I mean, this morning, I love it when Pelosi calls McCarthy a moron. How do you, it doesn't get better than that, does it?
California politicians are all nuts. Thank God for great
I know.
California.
They really are. Yeah, but Jim Jordan and Jim Banks isn't. I mean, those are just straight looking forward politicians. Yeah, no craziness there at all. They're all crazy, Kennedy. They're all nuts all over the country.
Absolutely right. So heal up. Thank you so much for calling in. You're going to get another update from Bill Handel tomorrow. Healing vibes to you, Bill Handel. Thank you so much.
Thank you. And thanks for filling in, Kennedy. You sound great.
Oh, thank you, dear.